Our warming trend is underway. Temperatures this morning are, in general, about 10 degrees, give or take, warmer than they were at this time yesterday. And temperatures this afternoon warm into the 70s. Partly sunny skies. We'll continue to see every once in a while some high thin clouds move across the area. But otherwise, a nice end to the work week. The pollen counts, of course, are still high, but the pine pollen has at least peaked. It doesn't mean it's gone. It is still there. But the more south you are, the more south you are of Interstate 10, in general, the better the conditions. But you'll still see some pine pollen on the vehicles and streets and sidewalks and driveways, and the oak pollen is just getting ready to pop. So we're far from out of the woods when it comes to the pollen. This weekend, then, will be even a little bit humid as the warm temperatures continue. Ought to be in the upper 60s this time of year. We'll be in the well into the 70s, between 75 and 80 tomorrow and around 80 degrees on Sunday. Humidity will be on the increase, though, with the wind out of the Gulf of Mexico, pointing out of the Gulf of Mexico, out of the southwest, in other words. So that'll mean at least a few isolated showers from time to time, but there'll be a lot of dry hours, many more dry hours than wet ones over the weekend, especially for Saturday and Sunday, and those temperatures above average. And then for President's Day, a little bit higher risk for showers. Looks like they'll pick up a little bit, but there'll still be some dry time in there, so okay for the holiday. Temperatures, again, about 10 degrees above average. And Tuesday, still a few scattered showers as the overall weather pattern just doesn't change a whole lot. Upper-level high pressure is nearby, and it's protecting us from the strongest cold fronts and the more significant storm systems, at least for the next 7 to 10 days, which means relatively benign weather when it comes to rainfall and well above average temperatures overall. Of course, the Daytona 500 is Sunday, still looks to be partly cloudy, temperatures well into the 70s. In fact, when the flag drops, probably close to 80 degrees, the sea breeze kicks in a little bit and drops those temperatures several degrees by 4 to 5 p.m. or toward the end of the race. But it looks okay. Looks real nice for the Daytona 500. And Saturday evening, Jack's Lantern Parade. And that we're looking at a fair to partly cloudy sky. Temperatures early in the evening in the 70s will drop into the 60s just a little later, but mild for this time of year. And on a side note, NOAA has declared that the El Nino has formed. You need 3 months of a temperature in the El Nino region, which is the equatorial Pacific, at least 3 months at or more than a half a degree Celsius above average. We've accomplished that. It's a low-end El Nino, so to speak, though it's weak. And so it may not quite correlate to the U.S. weather like it typically would, although it is wet now in California, and that's an El Nino pattern. It's only recently become so. It has not been near as stormy as it would be in a stronger El Nino for the southeastern part of the country. That includes Jacksonville, and there have been few incursions of cold air into the southeast like we would see in some El Ninos. So it's official, so to speak, but it's a weak El Nino, expected to last another couple of months, few months, and then gradually wane through the summer into the fall. That'll be important because it could be a factor in our hurricane season. El Nino usually cuts down at least on the number of hurricanes, but it's unclear right now if that El Nino will still be going on into the hurricane season. In fact, it's rather unlikely that it would go too deep into the hurricane season, but it's something obviously that we'll keep an eye on. And speaking of hurricanes, Hurricane Michael, of course, visited Ground Zero in the Panhandle. It'll be 3 weeks this weekend, but I finally have published the podcast that goes with that weekend. I talked to so many survivors, so many people rebuilding, more than I could ever put into a television program. So I've decided to throw it into a podcast. That's exactly what I did. So take a listen. It's not terribly long. It's between 15 and 20 minutes long. I've tweeted it out at Mike First Alert, and it's also on my Facebook fan page. Have a great and safe weekend with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.